Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Infused Rope Bondage. This file will have you tied up by a rather well-prepared rope that may have some additional consequences for your body and your mind. Now, of course, like many stories, this has a beginning, so close your eyes and imagine yourself walking for a moment, nervous, excited, perhaps a little scared, as you offered to be a volunteer. Someone really wanted to practice bondage, and they didn't have anyone to tie up. And you somehow found out about this, and with your, well, curiosity, you chose to give this a chance. You finally took that step to get tied up. Now, when you arrived, the meeting was very pleasant. Some discussions about safety, and they showed you the ropes in a very literal manner. The texture of the rope was great, kind of rough and strong, but at the same time, not too unpleasant. You could stay in most of your clothes, basically like a t-shirt and shorts was enough. Now, they began to very, very slowly tie you up. It all started with a harness around your chest. The pressure of the rope around your shoulders, over your chest, going back and forth, up and down, making a pretty pattern that slowly began to form. Especially against your skin, you could feel the rough, strong texture of the rope, and they were kind enough to make sure to do this in front of a mirror so you could see exactly what was happening, how you became tied up bit by bit. The harness itself was very simple and served as a base for all the rest that was going to happen. The next step was a lot more involved. See, the harness was almost everywhere where your clothes were as well, so you couldn't feel as much as you wanted to yet. You might feel some of the pressure with every breath, and if you move your shoulders a little. However, this isn't yet what you came here for. No, the next step was lots more fun. As they took another rope, they began with your left wrist, wrapping it around and around your wrist, making it nice and tight, almost like a shackle. Then, as they placed your arm in front of your stomach, they added your other lower arm next to it and wrapped the rope around that arm too. Now that was more like it. You could feel how your lower arms were being completely tied. the ropes covering almost your whole lower arm, and then connect it to the harness, making it very difficult to move them forward. But they weren't done just yet, no. They continued, also binding your upper arms. The pressure of the rope against your skin was quite lovely, and the look of your skin contrasted with the rope was very nice to behold. Every time you moved a little, you could hear the creak of the rope, you could feel the tension along your skin, and you could also feel something else, a strange tingling warmth wherever the rope covered your skin. Of course, it was very subtle, and as you became more excited, and your body was more and more covered with the rope, you began to sweat a little bit where the rope touched your skin. Now your upper arms were all tied and bound to the harness as well. It looked as if you were almost in a straitjacket made of rope. With your lower arms in front of you, your upper arms unable to move anywhere, you began to feel more and more constricted and lightheaded somehow. As they continued to tie you up, they slowly helped you down, deeper and deeper, to go all the way down, so you could rest. And while they began to tie your left ankle, wrapping a rope around it just like your wrist, you could feel how that lightheadedness grew and grew. It was as if your whole body was sort of strangely dizzy, but also kind of nice, floaty, fluttering. Everywhere the rope covered your skin felt very curiously tingly. Was there something in the rope? Was the sweat of your skin against the rope mixing with whatever was in there? You wanted to ask, but as you tried to speak, you noticed that it was incredibly difficult to get the words together in your mind, let alone the effort of moving your lips in the right shape. Something more like a moan escaped. But that was okay, because it felt so good. The tingling sensation over your whole body grew and grew as you went further down. Your ankles and legs more and more tied. You didn't even notice him moving to the other leg to tie those two together. And when they bent your legs to make sure that you couldn't stretch them anymore, you moved as in a daze. You were simply placed, manipulated, becoming completely tied up and helplessly lightheaded. You were certain that there must have been something against the rope, something infused with the threads that were pressing so strong against your skin. This lightheadedness was not normal. But there was nothing you could do. You could barely speak, let alone cry out. And your body was so heavy, and even if it wasn't, the rope is so strong. There was nowhere you could move, nothing you could do. And every moment you got deeper into this situation. As your legs were more and more tied up any way they wanted, you could feel the pressure against your skin, the lightheadedness, and whatever was causing this to your body. A drug, some form of chemical. You could feel how you were slowly losing your mind. This wasn't putting you to sleep, no, quite the opposite. In a way, you were hyper aware of everything that was happening to you and how much it was making you lose control. Completely, helplessly trapped and taken down, tied up, in a way where you had no control whatsoever. Your body, your mind, all at their mercy. They moved you even deeper, tying your ankles, your legs close together, exposing your body in whatever position they wanted. They could do anything to you. And as they attached your legs to the harness as well, you were all folded up, unable to move, unable to think. You don't even remember when you closed your eyes. They were just so heavy. You were aware of everything happening to you, and aware of how little you could do about it. Opening every part of your mind as your body is tied down, whispers, words, sentences that string through your mind seem to take over. It was so difficult to think. You wanted to move, but you couldn't. Your body's so tired with the drugs, tied up so deliciously. And the more you struggle, the deeper you fall. The more you try to escape your fate, the more you feel that it has already happened. There was a smile on their lips that you could hear but not see. They knew that they had you. They knew that you were powerless. Every part of your body and mind was at their whim, and as they continued to whisper in your ear, you couldn't get away. You could feel your thoughts melting, your resistance draining. You wanted to resist, but there was no energy anymore. You wanted to fight, but you were all tied up. Your body and mind had no chance, no choice. The ropes felt so good. You were hoping they wouldn't notice your reaction. And at the same time, you couldn't help yourself. The drugs were making your body and mind so open, so honest. There was nothing you could do. As they pulled on the ropes, tightening them against your skin, you could feel the pressure everywhere. You could feel how it rubbed against your body, how it touched you all over and under, how it pressed and pulled, how it teased and denied, how it took you further down as you were left helplessly drugged and drunk and drifting and dropping, mindlessly just going blank with the sensations you wished. You could have any control over this, any say in this, but it was long since past. You were helplessly tied up, mindlessly moaning to the sensations that struck your body as they manipulated every part of your mind through the simple tugging on ropes. And that strange feeling where the ropes touched your skin was so delicious, so good, so intense. It took so long for the drugs to flow through your body, but now that they were there, there was nothing you could do. They were causing more and more effects in your body and mind. Arousal, craving, surrender, obedience. It was as if your mind became completely malleable, pliant, helpless. You would do anything that they told you right now. Even though you couldn't move, you would do anything simply to feel more, simply to experience more as you were taken deeper, as the pulling on the ropes made you go blank with the sensations, the surrender, the blissful, beautiful, helpless, mindless state you were left in. Maybe you were picked up and dragged around, maybe you were simply moved another way, or maybe you never left where you started. But the sensations grew stronger every second, every breath. You had no idea what was going on anymore. Your body felt as if it was suspended, hanging by threads that pulled on every part of you. And every breath you took seemed to fill you with more sensation, as you could feel the tightening of the ropes as you breathed in and the rubbing as you breathe out, and feel them relax. The rhythm of your breathing, just one other element of your demise. The wonderful feelings inside. You wonder how you looked right now, if they could see your arousal, your desire, your reactions, your fire in all of this feeling, this wonderful, reeling feeling of hanging by a thread of your own thoughts. There was nowhere you could go but down, dropping deeper and deeper down. A wonderful blankness enveloped you, the sensation so much, they sort of wiped out your thoughts, like a bright light filling your sight with nothing but white. the mindlessness in your mind melted into a puddle of nothingness. Your body beautifully tied, your mind left behind. All you can do is follow and listen. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you'll remain blissfully tied up. I don't know how strong the drug will become that runs through your blood right now. And if my voice doesn't follow, well, I'm sure the return to reality will be very sweet. Enjoy.